Hello. It's the 21st of October, 2019. We have the Two of Wands and the Fool and the Sun. Life is what happens when you're making other plans, said a million people before John Lennon, and it is so true. Something unexpected and wonderful may happen if you just let go and let life come to you rather than trying to control it. This is a conundrum, as we have to do a certain amount of planning in life, who we are, what we're supposed to be doing, who we're supposed to be doing it with, and where we're supposed to be doing it. In the past position, we have the future-minded Two of Wands, the planner. This can literally represent a cartographer or map maker. Mars in Aries fires up the courageous, I can do anything attitude and gives us confidence to blaze a trail, to go where no man has gone before, etc. This is how the two women in space must have felt, since the number two always suggests potential partnerships. The well-dressed merchant on the old-time card holds a small globe in his hand. Worldwide fame and recognition is a goal of this fire sign, and space is not out of the question for this far-sighted human. It's a small world after all. Original, inspired, and inspiring. He or she has, or had, big ideas. There are big things in store for this human. Leo, Sagittarius, Aries. A risk pays off. The beautiful Fool is in the center today, and along with the Sun in the future position, we're looking at two of the happiest cards in the tarot. The Fool, numbered zero, has nothing to gain and nothing to lose, but planning is almost against his or her religion. The Fool is happy-go-lucky, wide open to everything and anything, and sometimes too trusting, but this is very much a nothing ventured, nothing gained spread. And in the end, it seems there is everything to gain in terms of sheer happiness, as we have the glorious, joyful Sun in the future position. The Fool swings his or her arms wide as he or she trips through life, ready to embrace it all. The naked child on horseback playing under the sun, number 19 of the major arcana and a Leo, also has his or her arms open wide. Who will accept me for who I am? There may be a coming out vibe here. Someone may have been considering this for a long time, imagining the worst or worrying about people's reactions. When you're happy, you shine your light on everyone, and that's why you're you. The Fool is comfortable, as is the new child, in his or her skin, and quite happy as he or she skips along with only a nervous little dog for company. Something or someone may happen that is so much better than anything you thought you had planned, or having done things your own way and in your own inimitable style, has paid off not necessarily in piles of money, but in health and happiness. You're your own person and original, and although you may wonder where you belong, once you stop trying to fit in, you'll find your own mate, tribe, and your own happy place in the sun. You try things their way, now try things your way. The cartographer knows only a bit about the terrain ahead, but trusts himself to be able to handle whatever uncharted territory lies before him. Fresh energy. Great cards, as the AC blows on. Great timing.